Friday, December 31st. Alexandre returned on the last day of the year. He'd ridden a bay gelding all the way from Paris. "I didn't want to start the new year, unluckily," he told me, taking first Hortense and then Eugène into his arms.
"Did you bring me something?"
Hortense asked. "Of course," Alexandre said. Eagerly, the children tore open their gifts, a riding whip for Eugène and a blue velvet bag for Hortense. "And for your mother." He handed me a parcel. Inside was an embroidered muff. "It's lovely," I kissed his cheek. Eugène and Hortense ran out of the room, giggling. Alexandre poured himself a brandy. "Has my father forgiven me yet?" "He's so forgetful now. He likely can't remember what happened." "I brought him a copy of Hume's History of England."
"You're giving him a book written by a Protestant?"
Alexandre slapped his forehead.
"I didn't think."
"How long can you stay?"
He made a face.
"I've a meeting in the morning in Paris."
"On a Sunday? On New Year's Day?"
He sighed. "Making history is so time-consuming." He confessed he was uneasy about a speech he planned to give at the Jacobin Club the following week on the subject of public education. He feared no one would attend. When Robespierre spoke, tickets had to be purchased in advance, but for an unknown such as himself. There was a commotion in the foyer. Suddenly, Aunt Desiree rushed into the room, her hat still on.
"Alexandre,"
she looked pale.
"Have you heard?"
"Heard what?"
"You don't know?"
She rummaged around in her hand basket, her hand pressed to her chest.
"Aunt Desiree?"
Was she all right? She pulled a news sheet out of her basket.
2,000 Creoles have been murdered in Saint-Domingue by slaves.
"Murdered?
2,000?
I put my hand to my mouth.
Mon Dieu.
Alexandre took the journal from her. Cap Francois had been destroyed. The road to the city lined with the bodies of slaves. 10,000 killed, he read.
10,000? Had I heard correctly? We're ruined.
Aunt Desiree rummaged through the writing desk.
I thought there were some salts in here.
Behind the quills, I said.
Our properties are at some distance from Cap Francois,
Alexandre called out as she headed up the stairs to the Marquis's rooms. I stood by the fireplace, staring into the flames.
This is unfortunate,
Alexandre said. He was standing at the window, clasping and unclasping the pommel of his sword.
Yes.
Perhaps you should be sitting down, he said.
I will be all right.
I insist. He cleared his throat. I bring other news.
I felt apprehensive. I sat down.
You understand that it is difficult to get mail in or out of Martinico. The British have set up a blockade.
Martinico? I nodded.
Deputy Dunkirk has been trying to contact my family.
That's why I came.
Alexandre took the chair beside mine.
Emery asked me to tell you that in spite of the civil war there, he has been able to get through.
There's a war in Martinico?
You didn't know?
My heart began to flutter.
You've had news, Alexandre?
Yes. I felt a tingling sensation in my fingers.
Is it my sister?
No.
Tell me.
Your father, he...
I pressed my hands together. I'm sorry, Rose. Your father exchanged worlds last November. He put his hand on my shoulder. I could not catch my breath.
Father.
Tears came to my eyes. Alexandre took a handkerchief out of his waistcoat pocket and handed it to me.
No doubt you were expecting this. Your father has been ill for a very long time.
No,